te palikar ja kupatores, kupatores pedia.
Kupar te palikar ja kupatores, kupatores pedia.
Palme ja napati sun beti dropo, vorti dropo.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
I walk through a space. Backwards I walked, backwards I talked, and backwards I slept from the first UFO album, Treacle People. And we began with Irene Pappas from the album Odes. That was the name on the label, on the sleeve, but it included Vangelis. All the music was by Vangelis. It's been hiding in plain sight. Well, it's been hiding in plain sight in Greece. And it was also released in France at the time, 1979. Yes, we seem to have stumbled upon a long-lost Vangelis album. It's now accepted into the Vangelis canon, apparently. And it has been reissued on CD, but sadly, very difficult to find. I've managed to get it. It arrived yesterday. A vinyl copy, a French copy. So, The 40 Young Men it's mainly traditional songs. The 40 Young Men, they conquer the city of Tripolitsa in the Greek War of Independence. This album by Irene Pappas and a hidden Vangelis scandalised Greece at the time. How could they desecrate these traditional songs, this great pretender Vangelis? But anyway, it's here for us to listen to right now, all of these years later. I'm going to play another track called Dance of Fire.
Thank you. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Yeah.
Something New from Fox Palmer Fern, Fox Palmer, from the Bootleg Tour 2024 EP. And we also have The Dance of Fire from Irene Papas' album called Odes. That's what you're looking for. It eventually included Vangelis in the credits. We'll hear one more track from that album now. This is The River, and unlike the last one, which had a lot of surface noise on it, as John Peel says, life too has surface noise. This is The River. It's one that we've played before as we've headed toward the unknown region. This was something I downloaded 2, 3, 4 years ago, so no crackles this time. That is so atmospheric. I'd venture to suggest that the album called Odes, released in 1979 by Irene Pappas and including Vangelis, is a kind of continuation of Aphrodite's Child 666. This is Sarah Halgan and Sharath.
Oh, high. The stakes were low, the stakes were high upon the bow. She was so shy upon the mile. Across the light, across the night, you could hear the captain's cry.
1976. That's the Doug Wood Band. And Drag Racer, reminding us of the glorious 20th of April when the World Snooker Championship starts. And my birthday, a great day to celebrate. Last year, we were at Sheffield, outside the Crucible. We'd gone to see HRH Prague, or was it 12 or some such number, and who should appear out of the back but Ronnie O'Sullivan himself. Fans were outside. We're fans, but we didn't know he was going to be there at that time. So for us, that was a magical day. Also a magical day for me, Captain Beefheart, Upon the My Oh My. That one was taken from the Old Grey Whistle Test. How does it feel to be driven away from your own steering wheel? That was the album Unconditionally Guaranteed that he toured with. And I saw I can't believe I've actually seen Captain Beef at Leeds Uni at the refectory. And we began with Sarah Hulgan and Sharaf. This is David Holmes. I Heard Wonders.
Thank you.
David Holmes, I Heard Wonders. And I sincerely hope that you do feel that today you have heard wonders. Next week we'll return with more Vangelis and Irene Pappas. But today we're going to finish with a track that we began with in those new singles of 1968. Also in today's programme, we played Pink Floyd and It Would Be So Nice. It must have been 1970, Harvest released a double sampler album called Picnic, and they included Embryo by Pink Floyd. John Peel's going to tell us all about that right now. I'll be seeing you.
This next one has been released on a sampler LP by the Floyd's Record Company, and they weren't too keen on the idea that it should be. In fact, they didn't know that it was going to be until it was, because it was basically a demo recording that they'd done for their own edification. And so it's radically different now, as you'll hear, and it's called Embryo. Music there from the Pink Floyd, and that one's called Embryo.
Chris B.
Radio Seagull.
But now, it's the end of a show.
It's the end of a show. We've helped you freak. We'd love to stay and play some more.
I will see you again
next week.
It's the end of a show.
Smile, but now we have to go. 'Cause it's the end of a
It's the end of a
It's the end of a show.